The story of La Tosca is interesting and well worth reading in detail. It tells of the political intriguer Angelotti, who, having escaped from jail, is hiding in the church of St. Andrea. Cavaradossi is painting. His canvas is to represent Mary Magdalene. Angelotti and the painter, being friends, fall to chatting, but the latter, hearing the voice of Tosca, his fiancée, urges his friend to conceal himself once more. Tosca, a famous singer, enters. She is of a jealous nature, and a scene takes place between her and her lover. He pacifies her, and she departs, whereupon the painter tells the prisoner of a well in which he may hide. They plan the escape of Angelotti in female attire. In Act Two, Scarpia, chief of police, in his gorgeous apartment at the Farnese Palace, awaits Tosca, who is to sing at the Queen's festival. An agent of the police enters with Cavaradossi, arrested in a lonely villa whither Tosca had gone with him. The painter gives no clue of Angelotti. He is sent to the torture chamber. Tosca hears the groans of her lover, and in her horror she divulges the hiding place of Angelotti. The painter, now brought in from the torture chamber, chides her for this revelation. Scarpia orders him executed. Tosca pleads, but the villainous Scarpia tells her the only way to save her lover's life is to give herself to him, Scarpia. Angelotti has been executed. Cavaradossi is prepared to meet his doom. Tosca, driven to desperation, agrees to yield to Scarpia if he will then arrange for her and her lover to depart in safety. He orders a mock execution of Cavaradossi to deceive the authorities. Then, as he turns to embrace Tosca, she stabs him to death. Tosca hurries to the painter. She explains all. The mock execution takes place, but alas, it is real, and her beloved Cavaradossi lies dead. Tosca is beside herself. She hears voices and realizes that Scarpia's murder is discovered. A crowd enters. Tosca runs to the parapet and jumps into space, crying, "Scarpia, may God judge between us." Recondita Armonia is sung by Cavaradossi in the first act. The phrase which indicates his entrance swells out into a wonderful melody in which he sings that his Madonna's eyes are blue, the Madonna being the portrait which he is painting, whereas Tosca's are dark as a night without the moon. This you will find rather a difficult melody to fathom, but nevertheless extremely beautiful. Notice particularly its lyric quality. The keynote is youthful enthusiasm, and underneath you may hear how Puccini suggests the quiet atmosphere of the church in which the scene is laid. Guido Ciccolini, recognized as one of the great Italian operatic tenors, made his debut in 1907 in Bologna as Alfredo in Verdi's La Traviata. Following that, he toured Belgium, France, Great Britain, and Russia, singing leading operatic roles at most of the famous opera houses. In America in 1916, he sang in vaudeville, arias from the standard operas, creating a sensation. He has also appeared here with a Boston Theater Opera Company.